Good morning. We thank our guests for joining us this morning. This morning we're going to look at a text in which Paul gives us the basis for our knowledge that we are saved. That we are saved by faith, not by works. And this is hard for us. But as we heard in our reading from Matthew, the gospel is the rock that Christianity is built upon. We are righteous because we have been given the faith of Jesus Christ, not because we follow the law or some list of rules, but because we have been saved by grace through faith. And because this has been given to all mankind, including all of us who are here today, I can bring you greetings of grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our text comes from Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 1, verses 16 and 17, and then chapter 3, verses 22 through 28. And I would ask, as you are able, to please stand for the reading of the word. Reading in Jesus' name. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God, revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. Chapter 3, verse 22. Even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ, unto all and upon all that believe. For there is no difference. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in His blood, to declare His righteousness for the remission of sins that are past, through the forbearance of God, to declare, I say, at this time His righteousness, that He might be just, and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. Where is the boasting then? It is excluded. By what law? Of works? Nay, but by the law of faith. Therefore we conclude that man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. Amen. Please be seated. Our text starts out right at the beginning of Romans with Paul's message of declaration. One that I also, by the grace and will of God, will stand upon until He decides to call me home. For I am not ashamed of the gospel. For it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. Paul was beat up for this message. He was thrown in jail. He was rejected by his peers and religious authorities, the Pharisees. And in some ways, I understand that. And I'm going to get a little personal here, which I don't do all that often. But I've been beat up. I've been told that you're sending people to hell. That you're allowing them to sin. That you're letting them get away with things. But I didn't do this. I didn't send my son to die for the sin of the world. God did. And this is God's gospel. It's the one on which I stand. As Matthew says, it is the rock which I will build. And it is the rock which we, as a congregation, will build our house upon. I've heard that we're not pietistic enough, that we don't follow the old ways. I tell you now, we follow ways that are much older than our 140 or 150 year old movement is. We follow the words and the teachings of Jesus Christ and the words and teachings of Paul. And this is the message that we will continue to proclaim, that we are justified by faith. And the reason that I do this is right here in this, because it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes it. There is no other way to salvation. There is no other way to know God except through the gospel of Jesus Christ. You can't follow a list of rules to find God. You can't follow the law given through Moses to find God. It doesn't work. The whole Old Testament is an absolute testament that it doesn't work. And it's not that the law was bad. It's that mankind can't do it. The promise was not God's fault that it was broken. It was man's fault. But it is the gospel that brings salvation. And the righteousness that it brings is not even our righteousness. For verse 22 says this: even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ, unto all and upon all that believe, for there is no difference. There is a calling for us. It's a calling for us not to reject this message. It's a calling for us not to reject the grace that God has given us in His Son Jesus Christ when He sent Him to the cross to shed His blood for the sin of the world. And the only way that we can do this is by the faith that is given us. For faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And notice, it's not our righteousness. We want to think of ourselves as righteous. We're not. What this says is, by even the righteousness of God, which is by the faith of Christ, Jesus Christ. And that's where it all stands. It's not on me. It's not on you. It's not what we do. It's what God has done for us. And that's the message of the church. That's the message that we are to proclaim. That's where we are to build our house. Not on the sands of works, but on the rock of faith. On the rock of Jesus Christ. And this is to all who believe. There is no distinction. There's no distinction now between man. There's no Greek, there's no Jew. We are not judged by race, creed, color. We've all been put in the same boat. And Paul does this for us in verse 23. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. As soon as we start to think that we are righteous, or that we are somehow better than others. We have gone to the sand. And that house we're building will fall when the waters come up. It will be destroyed. Our house is to be built on the rock of Jesus Christ. Because we are justified not by what we do, but by a gift, as verse 24 says, being justified as a gift by His grace through the redemption which is in Christ Jesus. This is it. If you earn something, is it a gift? Does your employer give you a gift when you go to work each and every day? Or is that your wage? You've earned it. You've done something for it. You've performed a service for it. Salvation isn't that way. There's nothing that you can do to earn it. It is given to you as gift. And it was done for you 2,000 years ago before you could even think about it. God did it through Jesus Christ. And in this, we do have redemption. But it is in the person of Jesus Christ. It's not in our selfish acts, in our wanting to be righteous. It's what God has done to us and then proclaimed us to be righteous. As we will see towards the end of our text. And this is what happened, verse 25, whom God displayed publicly as a propitiation in His blood through faith. This was to demonstrate His righteousness, because in the forbearance of God He passed over the sins previously committed. Jesus Christ was put on public display. He allowed Himself to be hung upon a cross and to bleed and to die for sinners, for each and every person who sits in here or who you meet on the street. That's what God has done for us. And He allowed that blood to wash away the sin of the world. Jesus didn't remain dead, however. He was raised again. And in Him we do have a new life. One that is lived in Him. One in which we have our being shared through the Holy Spirit with God in us and us in Christ. And see, this is the hard part for us, because we think that we have some control over our holiness. We don't. Because actually, if you really get honest with yourselves, you may not do those big lists of sins, but you got all kinds of other ones. Do we hate someone? Do we not love others, even though we may not hate them? Do we gossip? Do we slander? We can go through all the big ones. And many of us can say, yep, I don't do those. I must be good. And you can bring this right down. Do we speed? Do we drive faster than what the posted speed limit says? It gets really difficult to start to justify yourself. Because each and every day, we sin. And we maliciously sin. And yet, God sent His Son to shed His blood that those sins would be washed away forever in it. And then He becomes our justifier. For the demonstration, I say, of His righteousness at the present time, that He might be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. You see, it's not our righteousness that brings us to heaven. It is His righteousness. It is His action. And it is His choice. Because He has declared us just. He has done the work. He has done the proclamation. And He has done everything to bring us to be His children. And He's even given us the Holy Spirit to help us to believe it. So basically, what we get down to is God has done everything for us. Do you believe it? Will you receive that gift? And so you get down to that point, and Paul asks the question, where's the boasting? And then he answers his own question. It is excluded. We have nothing to boast about. In the end, we are just unworthy servants. Have we been called? Absolutely. Have we been called for a purpose? Absolutely. Each and every person is called. Each and every person has a destiny that God already knows about and has good works that He has preordained that you should walk in them. But that's not what makes us holy. That's not what makes us righteous. It is the work of God through His Son, Jesus Christ, that has and God declaring us righteous, that makes us righteous. For we maintain that man is justified by faith, apart from the works of the law. Not my words. The words of Paul, speaking about faith in Jesus Christ. This is what the Scripture teaches us. This is what we will stand on as a congregation. Because this is who we are, as believers in Jesus Christ. We understand that it is His work, and the work of God through Him, that we are now justified and declared righteous by His merits, not by what we have done. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before You and we give You thanks that You don't allow us on our own to try and live up to holiness. But rather, Father, that You have sent Your Son to wash away our sins, and that You have called us by the power of Your Word and through Your Holy Spirit to believe that message. And in that, You declare us righteous. We ask, Father, that You would continue to work in and through us by the power of that same Word and Holy Spirit, that we would spread that message to others. That we would look on each person that we come in contact with as a sinner saved by Your grace. And Father, that we would let you be the judge. And all we would be is ambassadors for you to spread the message of your gospel. In Jesus' name, amen.